This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. There is news of healthcare that could turn out to be a big deal. The Justice Department says it is not going to defend key parts of the Affordable Care Act in court, including the part that guarantees you can get insurance coverage on the individual market, no matter what pre-existing conditions you might have. A lot of big insurance companies, including UnitedHealthcare, the biggest, have already dropped out of the Affordable Care Act exchanges, in part because of all the regulatory back and forth and resultant profit-making uncertainty. So you would think that maybe the health insurance industry wouldn't mind the White House deciding not to defend that law. In fact, that's not exactly true, as Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports from the Health Desk at WHYY.
It's taken a few years, but some health insurance companies have actually learned how to play the Obamacare game.
We are making money on the product.
That's John Backus, head of LA Healthcare Plan, who says it would be a lost investment if the ACA disappeared. In just the last year, the company saw customers more than triple in the individual market. The insurers who have stuck it out have learned a few lessons. Maybe the most important, be smart about pricing your product.
In the early years of the ACA, most insurers lost money because they guessed wrong about how many sick people would sign up.
The Kaiser Family Foundation's Larry Levitt says in 2016, insurers jacked up premiums 20%. As a result, Levitt says in 2017, insurers on average paid only about 80 cents on the dollar towards medical claims. It was insurers' best year under the ACA. With the Trump administration saying it won't defend the law, there's a lot on the line for insurers, says Levitt.
We're talking about millions of customers and millions, if not billions, of dollars.
No insurer is going to go belly up if the ACA goes away. An industry consultant, Robert Leshefsky, says he doesn't know one insurance executive who thinks the market's in good shape, but that doesn't mean they want to see it get blown up.
If you kill it, you've thrown the insurance for 15 million people into chaos. So if you're asking how do the insurance companies feel about that, they feel rotten about that.
Leshefsky says with some common sense bipartisan fixes from Congress, unlikely as that sounds, this market could double. There's a lot to like about a market of 30 million customers. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.